Hiss wasn't stupid. He realized that most Pantera considered him crazy. Why wouldn't they? No one could possibly understand his obsessive refusal to believe that his family had been killed when he was just a babe. But now they considered him more than just insane. He was a danger. A traitor. The knowledge burned at him like acid on his soul. This wasn't what he wanted. He'd never intended to betray his people or to work with his enemies. But what choice had the elders left him? Pacing the private room at the back of the medical clinic that kept him separated from the rest of the building, Hiss came to an abrupt halt as he caught a familiar scent. Ah, speak of the devil. Or devils, as the case may be. The elders. A fierce smile curved his lips as he moved to stand directly in front of the door. He'd waited for this moment for the past 60 years. Ever since he'd been old enough to realize that the endless dreams he had of a pretty, dark-haired female clutching a child in her arms were more than just nightmares. Even now he could remember the wild fear that had combusted through him as he'd rushed to the elders, convinced that he was having visions of his mother and sister. He'd been desperate to begin an immediate search for his family, but the elders had refused to send out the hunters to track them down. Hell, they wouldn't even let him go in search of them. Instead, they'd locked him in a small cell so he couldn't leave the Wildlands, claiming his parents and sister had died during a trip to New Orleans, and his refusal to believe they were dead proved he was belatedly grieving their loss. Bitches. He'd been waiting for some sort of leverage to force the ancient females to tell him the truth of his missing family. And now, at last, he had it. Outside the door, he could hear the muted voices of the elders as they shared a private conversation. His hands clenched, his claws slicing out to draw blood as they carved through his palm. No doubt they were discussing how they were going to try to force information out of him without offering any in return. Not going to happen. Even if he was going to be executed as a traitor, he intended to have the truth before he died. Intent on trying to overhear the conversation from the outer hallway, Hiss didn't notice the sound of a window being opened behind him. It wasn't until he caught the distinct scent of expensive cologne that he whirled around to discover a tall, human male standing a few feet behind him. Hiss instinctively widened his stance, his fangs elongating as he prepared for an attack. "Who the hell are you?" he growled. The man smiled, his dark hair smoothed from his lean face and his blue eyes oddly compelling. "A friend," he assured Hiss in a posh English accent. Hiss curled his upper lip, flicking a disdainful glance over the slender form that was attired in a smoke-gray suit that probably cost over a grand. "I don't have human friends," he informed the intruder, his eyes narrowed. "Fine." The smile widened to reveal perfect white teeth. "Then a potential partner." Hiss spat on the ground, pretending that he wasn't being eaten alive by guilt. "If you're looking for your goddess, she returned to the mothership with her sister." The man looked genuinely puzzled. "I beg your pardon? Opella and Shakpi are reunited and have retreated from this world," he said in slow, deliberate tones. He wanted this idiot gone so he could concentrate on his meeting with the elders. "You're a day late and a dollar short, as usual."
"Ah."
The stranger waved a slender hand.
"You misunderstand my presence here. I have no interest in your deities, Hiss, or the strange allies you chose to use for your revenge."
Belatedly, Hiss realized that the intruder didn't have the foul stench that clung to the disciples of Shakpi, which meant that he wasn't one of the wackadoodles that Hiss had been forced to deal with for far too long. So what the hell was he doing in the Wildlands? Hiss stepped forward, the air sizzling with danger as he allowed the fool to catch a glimpse of the cat that prowled just beneath the surface.
"Give me your name," he commanded, his voice thick with warning.
The stranger gave a mocking bow of his head.
"Stanton Locke."
Stanton Locke? Hadn't he heard that name whispered by the guards?